If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Good morning to you. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He returns on Monday. And right now, we've got to find out all about the new scams and spams that are out there. Joining us this morning is Vice President of the Better Business Bureau, Tom Johnson. Good morning, Tom.
Wendy, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. We like to play a little drinking game when Steve Burness says the tip-off to the rip-off. So I don't know if you're going to say it as well, Tom. Are you?
Somebody sent me a little envelope saying, say it at exactly 40 seconds into the interview. So, yes, tip-off to the rip-off. I do have some of those.
Okay, drink, everybody. All right, so Illinois Secretary of State has issued a warning. People need to get their new real ID, and there's a scam involving this, right?
Yeah, there are several scams around that we're watching out right now, because anytime you get some kind of a new ID or a great big government program, we're watching out for people getting contacted saying, hey, there was a problem with your account, or you have to get it and you missed the deadline and you have to pay a big fine. So watch out for anything around this whole real ID. And of course, if you have any real questions, go to the Secretary's office, state's office directly, if there's one nearby, or just dial them up. It takes a little while, but you'll get a live person on the phone who can dispel any type of threat like this that came your way. The scammers really want you to act without thinking, though. They want you to be shocked and say, this can't be right, and just go right into action. And, you know, that's a big part of their game.
You know, I just don't understand some of these scams. Like, you'll get an email that says your payment went through, your virus protection has been renewed for another year. And then I'm like, I don't have McAfee. I don't even know. Like, how do they get you there when it's like you don't even have the product?
It's because they mass email or mass text of millions of people, and they know that they'll find somebody with that type of protection, and or you'll get this invoice. I've gotten invoices before, like, congratulations, your Amazon shipment is on the way, and you know, you've bought something at $899. And again, they just mass message everybody, Wendy, hoping that they're going to get somebody. I get notices all the time for your bank account has been closed by banks I don't do business with. But once in a while, they get it. The right one comes in. But they just mass message. And they know there's a certain amount of people out there that they'll hit properly.
All right, you mentioned Amazon. There's a fake Amazon customer support scam out there now, too?
Yeah, so we're seeing reports of a lot more scam accounts buying up numbers. They're doing it for fake tech support and fake customer service. And so they're posting this in different places. So if you just do a random search and say company A, I need customer service with them. And if you just go online and look up customer service for company A, you may get one of the scammers' phone numbers. So you have to be very careful out there, because they are buying up phone numbers and then promoting them on social media and putting them up on the web so they could actually show up in search as well.
What's this car wrap scam that's going around? I know that you see a lot of cars that have a wrap around them advertising things, but there's a scam involving these?
Yes, most of those cars are actually company cars, and what happens is the fraudsters reach people and convince them they're going to pay them $1,000 if they wrap their car in a popular brand. You know, usually the the beverages are a hot item, whether it's Mountain Dew or whether it's Red Bull or any other type of brand like that. And so you're thinking, okay, I need $1,000. I don't mind driving around with that. The problem is they're going to send you out a fake check, and you're going to cash it, and it's going to be for too much, more than what they guaranteed you, and they're going to tell you to send that part of it back. Well, if you cash a bad check, the bank can take weeks to detect that. And so it goes in your account. It seems like it's in your account, and you send the remainder back. And, of course, the whole thing is just a ruse. There's no way that you're going to get paid for a car wrap. And unless you're unless you have a million followers on Instagram or TikTok or something like that, the vast majority of these are just total scams, trying to get your banking information and trying to get you to send your money back, thinking that you've been overpaid.
That's the tip-off to the rip-off. There, I will say it myself.
All right.
Tom Johnson, BBB VP, a lot of letters there. You can go to BBB.org and check more stories and scams out for yourself. Thank you so much for joining us today. Truly appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Wendy.